At a virtual coffee hour today, the new Great Barrington, Massachusetts police chief introduced himself to the community. 53-year-old Paul Storti is replacing William Walsh, who retired last year after over four decades serving the Southern Berkshire community of around 7,000.
I live locally, very close to town, and I have four children who have all attended local schools. And I've been a police officer now since 1989, so you can do the math on that for a long period of time. I started my career as a part-time officer in the town of Egremont. Shortly after that, I joined the town of Sheffield as a part-time officer and worked pretty much full-time on a part-time basis for between both communities. And then mid-90s, I was hired full-time for the town of Great Barrington and have worked here ever since.
Storti did community policing in the city's downtown corridor.
In 2010, I was promoted to sergeant when we created the sergeant's position. I maintained that position for 10 years until I was promoted chief of police.
He began as interim chief in December and says his command staff has worked with him to implement community-oriented changes.
One of the first things we did was address some of the traffic issues. We were all constantly receiving traffic complaints. So I created a traffic enforcement unit along with the new speed trailer it received. And we put that program out and I received a lot of information and requests from the community. We're addressing that, and we also added it to our website, to our open data portal, so people can actually log on to our website and view the data that the speed trailer creates.
Storti says he plans on addressing downtown crosswalk safety this weekend by increasing patrols in the area in the morning and evening around traffic generated by the Butternut Ski Resort. He also says he's expanded his new community outreach education officer program from a single assignment to a full team.
Some of the people that expressed interest already have relationships built with certain groups within our community. So I thought it would be better to look at it that way so we can just continue to build off of those relationships that are already established. We had our first meeting yesterday and kind of laid it out of how we want to approach this program.
June's Black Lives Matter protest in Great Barrington included an hours-long tense standoff between community members, including many young people of color, and police on the steps of the station.
Brian House from the Berkshire District Attorney's Office, he is their community outreach person, and I had a good conversation with him. He's provided a lot of information. He's offered his assistance to help us navigate the kickoff of this program.
The new chief says he's also expanding the department's co-responder program, which puts a clinician in the field with officers to help with calls related to mental health issues. Now, substance misuse-related resources will be offered as well in a partnership with Rural Recovery Resources.
So if you come across somebody who may be suffering with some type of substance abuse issue and they're looking for help, we are developing this partnership so the officers will be able to point them in a direction, and or we could have that person respond directly and get them assistance either at the station or on scene based on, you know, what the situation is.
Storti says he wants to continue expanding the department's transparency by making its data available online, and that after last year's nationwide discussion of the role of policing, he is intent on improving communications to and from the broader community. He says he intends to train the entire department in crisis intervention techniques. WAMC News intern Jung Yoon Han contributed to this story. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.